A snarl, and they're upon him. An ancient forest spirit at his heels. The only escape is in the Toyota BZ Woodland. John Cho stars in Camping. Test drive Toyota's new all-electric family today. Toyota, let's go places.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
When people think of outstanding scenery, they imagine forests and lakes and mountains. New research suggests that you can actually get as much joy out of looking at a good office building. Eugene Masterson is with us. He's research fellow at the Centre for Decision Research and Experimental Economics at the University of Nottingham. Eugene, if you pick the right building and it's old enough, it can be tremendously satisfying. Have I got that right?
More or less, yeah, not far off.
So what did the research reveal?
Well, what we're interested in is what is it that makes urban areas more scenic? Because as you mentioned, we all know deep down that when you head out into nature, natural landscapes tend to be very, very scenic. But lots of people live in urban areas now. So what is it that makes urban areas more scenic? And could historic buildings play a role? And what we found is that old buildings can play a role. If you've got a listed building in an urban scene, that urban scene will be about 25% more scenic. It will be perceived as about 25% more scenic than if you don't have an old building. And the older the building, the greater the increase in scenicness as well.
Now, is this because in the old days they were slaves to good architectural form and therefore the buildings are prettier, or is it just that we like old stuff?
That's a very good question. And we can't say based on our data. All we can say is that historic buildings are associated with a greater increase in scenicness. But there are a lot of theories out there. As you say, some people have highlighted that the architecture was different. There's more ornamental detail. Sometimes the architecture was aiming to emulate or imitate nature. It could just be that older buildings are more weathered, and that helps us to connect to the past in some way and feel grounded. We don't know, but that's something we're planning to look into further.
So which are the spots then that best represent your discovery? If there is a towns or cities around the world where you say, look, there is a good area to go to see physical prettiness in building form, where is it?
Well, I think wherever your older buildings are. I mean, in England, we can think of places like Oxford and Cambridge and Bath. In Ireland, you'd have to tell me.
I suspect Ireland probably, I'd give you the centre of George and Limerick. George and Dublin probably isn't half bad. Problem was that we ended up wiping out a lot of our medieval stuff to put in wide streets. So we may not have quite the legacy that other European countries have. Now that I say that, I'm sure I've annoyed somebody. 53106, if you have a better answer to that question than I have, or 087-1400-106. Eugene, thank you very much. That is Eugene Masterson, Research Fellow in the Centre for Decision Research and Experimental Economics in the University of Nottingham.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.